We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
Well, hi there, everybody. It's the Midday Show. Beningo and Roberts on a cloudy Tuesday in New York City. Joe is out for the day, minor medical procedure, and he will be back shortly. And when he comes back, he will join me live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. There's a lot to get to. The Yankees lost to the Astros last night. Their bullpen failed them. We'll talk to Sweeney a little bit later on about that. The Islanders and Nets are getting set for the postseason. But last night, we had ourselves a hell of a national championship game. And I know that going in, Texas Tech and Virginia, two schools both looking for that first national championship, didn't have the appeal of, let's say, Duke, North Carolina, Phase Four, as Rothstein called it. But when you think about it this way, you had Virginia trying to complete one of the great stories in sports, and they did it. And for the entire time, even last year when they lost to UMBC, I was always trying to think of a comparison. And I think the best comparison to losing to a 16 last year is probably blowing a 3-0 series lead, which is something we've never seen in the NBA. We've only seen once in baseball. We all know about that. We've actually seen it a handful of times in the NHL. But to be able to deal with the embarrassment, because I think that's what blowing a 3-0 lead is. It's not just a collapse. It's an embarrassment. Losing to a 16 seed is an embarrassment. It's funny. We've seen twos lose to 15s. We've seen threes lose to 14s. We've seen it. Yet, the indignity of being a 1 and losing to a 16 is far worse. It's not just a little bit worse, as it should be. It's far worse, partially and maybe mostly, because it never had happened. And so for Virginia to have to deal with that for the last 375-plus days, put together another brilliant regular season, and then have the pressure of being a 1 seed again, getting tested right out of the gate against another 16 seed in Gardner-Webb, beating Oklahoma, surviving against a better-than-your-normal 12 seed Oregon, surviving somehow in a miraculous win against Purdue, followed by another miraculous win against Auburn, followed by what we saw last night. I don't know if we have an equivalent in sports. Because obviously, teams that blow 3-0 leads usually don't come back the next year and win the whole damn thing. I was thinking a little bit about the Red Sox from 03 to 04 in that, I know that's a sore subject around here, obviously, because of what they did to the Yankees, but it was the Red Sox continuation and looking for redemption from the previous year. But there were also differences between the 03 and the 04 team, significant differences, including the freaking manager. But it's tough to find something to compare to this. This is one of the great sports stories we've ever seen. And this game last night lived up to what it needed to be. It wasn't that same buzzer-beating win, but it had the same kind of redemption story. DeAndre Hunter, who didn't play last year, gets off to a brutal start. And for a guy like DeAndre Hunter, for Culver, look, these guys are going to be lottery picks anyway, so this may not affect their NBA careers in any way. It may not even affect their draft status in that significant a way. But this is a chance to be a college legend. And DeAndre Hunter starts this game 0-for-7. He's a mess. How about what he was able to do? Fitting of this program and fitting of this run over the last 2 years that he got redemption. Because for the first 17 minutes of this game, DeAndre Hunter was bad. But the final 20 minutes in that second half, final 2.5 minutes of the first half, and then obviously the last 5 minutes of this game in overtime, DeAndre Hunter was the best player on the court. He started 0 for 7. He finishes 8 for 9. He hits the 3 with 12 seconds to go. He hits the dagger 3 in overtime. It was a redemption story for him considering the way this game started. What's he going to be at the next level? I don't know. The one thing I've learned is that what you see in the NCAA tournament from an NBA prospect doesn't really mean all that much, you know, 5 years later when we're judging their NBA career. And Culver didn't play well. He missed 17 shots in this game, but at least he had that moment. Jared Culver had that incredible spinning left-handed layup with 35 seconds to go in regulation that could have been the game winner. Hey, it could have been Alfonso Soriano from the 2001 World Series. It put Tech up with a second ago. Then they eventually went up 3, and then DeAndre Hunter hit the 3 to tie it. It was an off day for Culver. But you know what really impressed me from both teams? Obviously, it was a great game to watch. We got our first overtime game in 11 years, that famous Kansas-Memphis game. And it's funny, when you think of Kansas-Memphis in a way, maybe the first thought that jumps into your mind, free throws. Fair?
Right.
I look at last night, and one of the frustrating things about this tournament is consistently the free throw shooting has been so bad. It's been spotty. Last night, the University of Virginia went to the free throw line 23 times in this game. They hit 20 of them. NBA teams would be jealous. And to top that all off, in overtime, especially as they were trying to seal this game and protect this lead, and no lead felt safe, especially with the way Virginia had come back, the way Virginia had blown leads throughout this tournament, nothing really felt safe, even in overtime. In that extra session, Virginia got to the line 12 times and made every freaking free throw. That's not something we've seen throughout this tournament. And give Tech credit, too. They were 13 for 15 from the line. And it's a small victory, but if you sat here and watched this tournament for the last few weeks, how many times did you see spotty free throw shooting change a game? Well, it didn't change a game here. It won a game for the University of Virginia as they are the national champions and they complete, however you want to define it, one of the great stories you'll ever see. From the embarrassment of a year ago to winning a national championship. And I'll tell you what I enjoyed about it last night, even though it was a very late night, and I think for a lot of us here on the East Coast, especially if you have to get up and go to work, it may have been a battle sticking through this thing, because it didn't tip until like 9:15. Then you have the overtime. But I think for most of us, unless you're putting shekels down on this game, which I did not, I just wanted to sit back and have a good time. I'm going to have enough stress with the freaking Islanders in the playoffs, enough stress with the Nets in the playoffs, even stress with Met regular season games. I don't need stress for a national championship game. Didn't need it. I did pick Virginia to win in my pool, but every other pick I made was wrong. So it's not like I had a chance there. Big deal. Consolation. The one seed I picked to win a national title. Big deal. So I was able to sit back last night and just enjoy it. And that's when I really love sports. It hit me. I love sports when my teams are not involved because you really can just sit back. You can relax. You're not rooting for anything in particular. You're rooting for fun basketball. And while these may not be the biggest names in the world, this may not have been the national championship you envisioned, these may not be the coaches you envisioned, Bennett and Beard. This was a great game. It was an entertaining game. And even though Virginia's run through this tournament was not the laundry list of schools Auburn went through, their resume ends up featuring Gardner Webb, Oklahoma, Oregon as a 12, Purdue, Auburn, and Tech. The best team seed-wise they faced were a pair of threes in Purdue and Texas Tech. Even though it was not the most impressive run, in fact, maybe it was one of the most least impressive runs as far as seeding is concerned, this was still one of those great stories. And I think this is one of those stories we'll look back at for a long time. The ultimate redemption story. And Virginia was able to pull it off last night in winning a national championship. But I admit, that may not have been the biggest college basketball story in this town. Because the idea of Chris Mullin stepping down, as reported by John Rothstein, who I trust, John Rothstein's going to be right, he always is. It wasn't that it stunned me that it happened. It was that it stunned me that it happened now. You know, Chris Mullin has been here for 4 years. And one of the fears when St. John's hired Chris Mullin was, how do you fire Chris Mullin? Because in general, you hire people to fire them. It sucks, but that's reality. And over the 4 years Chris Mullin has been here, he inherited a team after Steve Lavin that was devoid of talent. They won one conference game. They were a mess. They had some slight improvements the following year, some slight improvements in year three. And then this year, while there were great improvements, they won double the amount of games in their conference. They won 21 games. They had that great run out of conference. And they did technically make the NCAA tournament, though it didn't feel that way. I think we'd all agree this was not a great year for Chris Mullin and St. John's. It was a disappointment. And watching Mullin over these last 4 years, I don't think anybody's come away impressed thinking he's the next brilliant head coach. But he's Chris Mullin. And you figure Chris Mullin can recruit. And you figure just surround yourself with the right guys, and Chris Mullin can succeed here at St. John's. And this year they sort of succeeded, but not really. That's how I would define it. I mean, sort of. They did win 21 games. They were better. But you saw the talent on the floor. They were better than that. They did not play well for the final 2.5 months of this season. They were lucky to make the quote-unquote NCAA tournament. It's, you know, come on, it's like the second wild card game or the wild card game. It's being the second wild card team in baseball. I said that about the Yankees in 15. I certainly said it about the Mets in 16. Feels like you're not in the playoffs. Didn't feel like St. John's was actually in the NCAA tournament. But what happened? What changed over the last few weeks? I know one of his lead assistants left. I know that maybe there were some issues between him and the AD. I know that they lost one of their recruits. And overall, we know that this was a disappointing year. But what the heck happened? We'll try to get to the bottom of it because John Rothstein, who broke the story, will join us at 11 o'clock. And we'll try to figure out, hey, what happened with Chris Mullin? Whose decision was it? And where do they go from here? Because here's the one positive thing that can come out of this. Maybe a few positive things. The guy they replace him with may be better. And if the guy they replace him with is Bobby Hurley, with all due respect to Chris Mullin, they're better. If the guy they replace him with is Tim Kloos, who's done a great job at Iona, I think he may be better. And I don't think they're going to go down this road. But if they hire Rick Pitino, they may not be better off the court. They may not be better reputation-wise, but on the court, they'll be better. So big things with this Chris Mullin St. John's story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.